Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bayern.
Models weren't pointing to much significant rain.
And Joseph Dames.
Yeah, it's been a real spring roller coaster the last.
This is your weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, June 7th, and we've got a very different week on tap compared to last week. I've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, good morning to everyone. Happy Monday. It is a lot different. Cooler.
Oh,
clouds,
yeah.
Maybe. A little bit of rain. I mean, no 90s or 80s, or maybe not even 70s. We'll see.
Yeah, it seems like a drastic change compared to the record heat we felt last week. You know, that was a nice taste of the summer extremes that we sometimes get. But I think a lot of folks enjoy the rain and the gloominess and some of the moments we'll see this week where we could get some rain showers. I think, at least I'm excited about that.
Yeah, same here. It was kind of funny. Working this weekend with Wayne, he's like, "Oh, okay, upper 60s. That's about our average, right?" And I'm like, "No, we should probably be in the lower 70s now. So we're actually starting to get close to summer temperatures, and these 60s are more like an early spring or mid spring. You know, maybe back to April. But it does feel good, and it really helps us out as far as keeping the temperatures low and the humidity up. That helps with, you know, wildfires, or at least,
oh yeah,
you know,
better conditions,
the progression of them. Yeah.
Well, it does feel a little gloomy to start this Monday, so that brings me to our icebreaker question, Joseph.
Dun.
I think you'll like this one because you are a fan of coffee. So I just wanted to ask you, how do you make your perfect cup of coffee? And also, what is your favorite cafe in Portland of the hundreds that we have around the city?
Wow. You know what? I'm a French press guy.
Okay, cool.
That's the way I prepare my coffee. I also do cold brew too. I also brew my own cold brew. So that is also, it's either one of the two. Kind of depends. In the summer, I start doing cold brew, which I also prepare very similar to a French press. So if you're familiar with that, but there's this article about the Blazers. I'm not sure if you've ever read this article, being like addicted to coffee before their games. Like one of the sports guys, one of the trainers is really into preparing coffee. And so like they'll all have a cup of coffee or something before the game. And I think it gets them pumped up, and the caffeine gets them going. So I was reading that article, and they really broke down the science of preparing this like perfect cup of coffee. You know, the temperature, the water temperature, the type of beans, all these different things. So that really got me into French press.
That's awesome.
Coffee. So
yeah.
That's the way I like
I
it.
I think coffee can be a real science.
I've
taken a couple classes. They offer that, you know, at cafes where you use special tools or special, you know, vessels to brew your coffee in, like a Chemex, if you've ever heard that brand. There's, you know, a certain temperature range that you have to have the water at before you put it on the beans. It's very interesting and deep.
I think that really makes a difference, you know, before. If you're just scalding hot water in there, you know, like really burn up. Oh, so how do you like it?
I've been really into the pour over method.
Yeah.
Because, I only make a single cup of coffee for myself during the morning. So it's easy to clean up. I think the one thing about the French press is like all of the grounds that you have to scrape out and clean, like that gets old. But there's also like little waste on that front.
Yeah.
So it's a good method, definitely.
Yeah. You know what? I prepare a whole thing, but I don't drink at all, and I just like keep a mug of coffee and I throw it in my fridge and I just warm it up the next day. It's easy. It's simple. It's fridge coffee. But I'm up in the northeast area of Portland, so there's a couple little cafes around here that I like to go to, but I don't think I have a favorite. I usually just kind of test the waters. I'm not the type of guy that like goes there and sits all day or all morning and reads a book or anything like that. I usually just, you know, slide in for a fancier coffee. So.
Yeah, you wouldn't catch me with a white chocolate mocha. I'm just not one of those types of folks.
Yeah, that's on me. Yeah, I do like a regular mocha, but I don't do like a white chocolate mocha. You know, we can talk about coffee all day.
We really could. Yeah. I love the stuff. Kind of need it every morning. So
well, cold morning up on Timberline. I mean, blasting. Yeah. The car. You need like a hot coffee this morning up on the mountain. Temperatures in the 20s, lower 30s. So
that's right. And new snow too. The mm-hmm. system that came in over the weekend. It was a nice looking mid latitude cyclone. It did drop snow levels to below the ski resorts. So Timberline picked up about 2 inches of snow overnight. It was cool to see that on our weather cameras, just coated in that white snow. It was nice to see that in June. So
yeah.
Loving it.
Oh, I saw a few flakes this weekend. It wasn't a lot, you know, from our Mount Hood Meadows camera. Now you could see the ground exposed.
The dirt, right.
if you've been watching that, it's like, oh yeah, the snow. It's something about it. It's like, I don't know what it is.
It is a little depressing to see it melting away.
Yeah. Yeah, so seeing some fresh flakes this weekend was nice. But yeah, cold air right over the top of us. And that's why temperatures just don't warm up very much today and most of the week.
Yeah, and in general, we have this upper level trough of low pressure, which is basically the opposite pattern of a ridge of high pressure, which is what brought us that record heat last week. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of flipping the upper level pattern here. And this trough is what's going to allow some passing showers all week long. So this week is going to be much different. We'll see cooler than normal temperatures, at least in my forecast. I'm keeping highs almost each and every day right in the upper 60s, kind of toggling about 70 degrees. We may see a day that could hit 70. And I think Wednesday was my day for that when we get a little more sunshine. But in general, we're just keeping it cool this week with highs in the upper 60s.
Yeah, I think you really pointed out it's the sunshine. If we get more sunshine, we might get to 70.
Right.
But that's still below average. We should be in about the lower 70s. It's not by much. It's maybe, you know, 4 to 5 degrees below average this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're right. A little gloomy for a Monday. I wrote a little article that says a touch of June gloom this week, but it's not going to be overcast all week. I think there's actually going to be plenty of sun breaks here or there.
Yeah. And even temperatures in the mid 60s, still pretty pleasant.
It is.
You know, it's like single layer light jacket weather. I know if you're out and about kind of exercising in the afternoons, it may get a little hot if you're wearing jackets mm-hmm. Or a jacket. So keep that in mind with temperatures in the upper 60s this week. Still, you know, patio weather for eating lunch outdoors or, you know, dining outside. It's still going to be nice. We'll see plenty of dry moments this week, even though some pop-up scattered showers may push through. I see them mostly on Tuesday and then at times maybe Wednesday and Thursday. And
right.
The type of rain is not a widespread drenching. It's kind of just pockets of showers mm-hmm. That'll push through pretty quickly. So just keep that in mind. Plenty of time for outdoor activities.
It is a nice counterbalance from that heat that we had, that summer heat. It'd be nice to maybe meet in the middle, like 75 degrees, but we went from like 90s, 80s straight to, you know, 60s and even some cooler overnight temperatures. But this is still cool for me because I could still throw on like a flannel. And anytime I could just chuck on a flannel.
It's a good day.
It's a good day. Good day in Oregon, Portland.
Yeah. I think it's also, when you think about it, we hit 95 degrees on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Last week, that was a record-breaking day of heat. And Sunday, we hit about 64, 65, mm-hmm. maybe somewhere
right
in the 60s. So that is a 30-degree difference mm-hmm. just in the span of 4 to 5 days.
Noticeable.
Yeah, that is a big change. So we've entered this cooler pattern. We're over the hump of heat. And this week just stays pleasant, I would say. You know, I wouldn't be afraid of the showers that may come. I think they're going to be fairly quick to move on through. I do see a chance that maybe we get a heavier downpour. Hopefully that kind of resaturates the ground a little. Maybe helps some folks not have to water their lawns. But other than that, it's going to be a pretty nice week.
Yeah, you've probably had to water your lawns frequently the last, you know, month or so.
Yeah.
This should help. We are really counting on it. I think Friday, though, if we kind of fast forward slightly to Friday, that might be a nice system for us. But up to that point, it's just hit or miss rain showers. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And you pointed out a good thing about these changes here, this cooler, showery weather, is that it does help with our fire danger out there. We've been so dry, relative humidity, the air is just extremely dry, humidity is low. So it's nice to bring in this moisture, kind of dampen the air, hopefully dampen some of the fuels and vegetation out there and kind of mitigate some of that fire danger that we have been seeing that's been elevated the last few months, the last few weeks, just because of all the heat. So nice to bring in these cooler temperatures, nice little break from some concerns with fires. But yeah, the weekend, I think, is shaping up with another stronger system that looks to work in.
Did you see warmer temperatures heading into the weekend?
I did,
It looked like temperatures were maybe going to bump up to the 70s, but I also saw another trough in the distance. So I'm curious to see how warm we get compared to what we could potentially be at.
The trough develops, and it kind of looks like it sits just offshore. Like we
hugs us a little bit.
Yeah, we may get hit by a nice push of some south winds and kind of stay on the edge where we could still reach the mid-70s by the weekend. So we'll see where that system comes in on Friday. At this point, it does look like one revs up and we get clipped by a cold front, which could bring in a bit more precipitation. Right now, timing is Friday night into Saturday. But we've seen this pattern before where it just crumbles by the time it reaches us. So it'll be a trend that we have to watch into Friday.
Well, I'll tell you, Saturday and Sunday brought in some good rain for Astoria, like the northwest Oregon coast.
Yeah, they had like half an inch.
Half an inch on Saturday and then like about 6/10 of an inch, I think, on Sunday. So they had over an inch of rain at Astoria through the weekend. So that's good for them, but we need to shift it a little bit farther to the east and bring some of that rain into Portland and the Willamette Valley, because we also could use it. Coincidentally, right now our radar is down, so we can't even watch it until June 10th, I believe. So hopefully we get that back by Friday.
It's been hard to tell the weather story with no radar. Both of us on the weekend and in the mornings here, it's been tough to point out any rain out there because our radar is not catching it. They're doing some maintenance on it, the big one in Portland. So by the 10th, it should be back up. So you'll get a more thorough look at rainfall outside once that comes back online. We're all waiting for it. But yeah, I was going to say it is a little daunting going into the first week or so of June and still not seeing much rain. As of yesterday, we're still missing about a third of an inch of rain from normal. And we're entering our last month here where we could see any substantial amount of rain, as in, you know, over an inch for the whole month of June, before we get to July and August when the rain just kind of shuts off. So it's still not looking good in terms of our wildfire season. Like, we're still setting the stage to having just very dry conditions, lots of fuels that have dried out for any fires to start to spread rapidly. So it is a little daunting kind of looking ahead. 100% of our state is in some form of drought, and we're experiencing severe drought just in the valley too. And we have seen some major impacts out towards the Klamath Basin, southern central Oregon, where they're dealing with a water shortage right now. So it's tough to see that.
Yeah, that drought map, tough. And it expands all the way through California, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, up through the Rockies. I mean, the whole western section of the United States is really hurting. And I mean, this week is nice, but it's not enough.
It's not enough.
We need more rain. Yeah. Did you see the photos of Lake Orville, I believe it is, in Northern California, of some of the lakes that are
We're only in June and haven't even hit the summer months yet, and they're already seeing boats that would be docked on, you know, a lake or a reservoir on the rocky bottom of that reservoir. There's like no water in the basin.
Nothing.
There. So it's
struggling.
That is, again, tough to see. And I just suspect that a massive wildfire, if not in Oregon, at least in California, is probably inevitable this season. There's just more folks who are building housing in some of the foothills and further away from large cities where forests are just, you know, coating the land. So it's definitely tough to see in a year like this where we're experiencing a very bad drought.
Yeah, it's not going to take much. Everything is so dry, so it's hard to go through a whole summer with at least not one windy event or some dry lightning. I mean, that's going to happen just about every summer. So that's right. Why we need to have the foundation to be a little more wet, and we aren't at all. It's so dry. So yeah. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to skip through a whole summer without seeing something.
It is. I know a lot of officials are on edge right now, but we'll keep you updated. And if you are someone who lives out in these areas, just remember to protect your homes and mm-hmm. to set a fire perimeter around your house and stay updated on the weather to just be mindful and careful as we enter the drier months ahead. But to loop back around to this week, again, I'm seeing some okay weather. You know, it's nice to see this change, cooler temperatures throughout the afternoons, a few showers here and there, very patchy, but otherwise not a bad week.
Not a bad week. And I'm looking forward to Friday. Bring on the rain.
Yeah, let's see how much we can get. Joseph, do you have a favorite day this week?
Yeah, it's going to be Friday.
Friday. Okay,
I'm feeling a little gloomy and wet, so bring it on.
All right, more coffee for you.
Yes, more coffee for
go
me.
Go brew up
you?
Some more French press coffee. My day, let's go. Really, they're kind of all similar to me. I think Tuesday mm-hmm. we'll see some pop-up showers, which could be a little heavy. There wasn't too much instability. In terms of like thunderstorms developing. So I'm just going with tomorrow. I think we'll see a mix of sunbreaks and some showers. And I'm just hoping for some rain. So I'll say Tuesday.
All right. Nice. Not bad.
Not bad. All right. Well, enjoy the week. And we'll catch you next Monday for another Your Weather Week podcast. Have a good one.
The COIN Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.